Claudelevesque, C-L-A-U-D-E-L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E. Well, I am in favor of Northern Pass. Now, with the closing of all these power plants, there is a need for renewed energy. Hydro is the way to go. Being a clean energy, we will be cutting on smog, hopefully eliminating acid rain, effects of acid pollution on our waterways to the extent that fish consumption is restricted. Also, it affects the consumption of big game liver. Overhead versus underground, expense of installing and repairs versus underground. Troubleshooting overhead can be done faster with visual inspection versus underground. Troubleshooting underground is usually done by process of elimination, thus taking a longer to find. By being guaranteed 10% of our incoming power, we should hope that if there ever is a brownout, that this 10% is guaranteed. Now, if there's a brownout in the Northeast, that we are guaranteed this 10%, thus having power while everybody else is on a brownout. As far as tourism goes, I started in the power line construction in the when the first 345 kV lines were built in the late 60s and early 70s. Although a few problems have happened while being built, a controversy seems to have died. Seabrook was a real controversy from the onset. Today, if you go to Hampton Beach, in the early 70s, you could go down there at noon and find a parking space. Well, today, if you're not there by 9 o'clock, you might as well go home. And all you got to do is just turn around and look in the back of you, and there's the dome just sitting out there. So, as far as these structures being an obstruction to tourism, I think it's a hogwash. People, after a while, accept it, and life goes on. Thank you, Claude Levesque.
Thank you, sir.